You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
It's what all the young kids are listening to these days.
It is. That's what all the young kids are listening to these days. That was Kat Olivinsky. The track was called City Track. City Track, which is a nice name. And we've got Chelsea Winstanley in the studio. Kia ora, Chelsea. How are you?
Kia ora. I'm good, thank you.
It's lovely to have you up here today. For people who might not be familiar with your work, you are a producer and a documentary maker and a director. Some of your short movies, Meathead and Night Shift, were selected for the Cannes Film Festival. You've also been a producer on films like What We Do in the Shadows and Jojo Rabbit, which is coming out soon. And very excitingly, today we're speaking to you about Marata, How Mum Decolonised the Screen, which is directed by Happy Mita, who is her son.
Yeah.
Yeah, so this is an amazing project. Marata Mita, for I'm sure most listeners will be very familiar with her work, but she's an absolute legend of cinema in New Zealand and an absolute hero for Māori cinema as well, and Indigenous rights and activism too. So do you want to tell us a little bit about your involvement in this project? Because you're a producer on the film, and it's a really amazing personal story, I guess, of Marata.
Yeah, it is a beautiful story. It's actually, it's kind of like a love story, I guess you'd say. It's a story directed by her son, Happy Mita, and it's a beautiful tribute to her and her work. And the wonderful thing about it is Happy came along kind of, I guess, in her career when things were kind of a little bit sweet, you'd say. Mm-hmm. And she had gone through the 70s, 80s and 90s making some pretty controversial films, those being Bashing Point, Day 507, Patu, which is about Springbok Tour. So he wasn't kind of participating in that because he wasn't actually around.
Yeah.
So when he came along in the picture, she was making her first narrative feature film, which in and of itself was a massive feat because that hasn't been repeated yet, like solely written and directed by a Māori woman.
It's quite amazing, really. Yeah.
I know, that's like 30 years ago.
Yeah.
You know. So the beautiful thing about it is it's like him being able to discover his mother through her films. And as an audience member, you get to go on that journey too with him, and it's not only that, like a very emotional kind of story about the son discovering who his mother was, but you also get to discover a little bit about New Zealand history that you probably either forgot or you might have known a little bit about.
Yeah.
But it's really good to be reminded of that stuff, you know, to be honest with what's happening. Even today, those messages are still the same.
Yeah, like, absolutely. I was thinking about with all the Ihu Mātou stuff that's happening at the moment, that Bastion Point documentary is just incredibly pertinent. Like, those conversations are still ongoing. We're still having them. That's still a process of decolonizing, you know, we're right in the middle of that too. What I've always loved about Marata's work is that Māori realities are just smack bang the center. There's no like pandering to a Pākehā audience. She's not bothered with that. She just does what she wants to do, and that's what's so radical about her work. You've loved her work for a really long time. I know you've said she's one of your idols. What was it like, I guess, being directly involved in this project, in the sense that, as you're saying, it's a personal project, it's a really amazing relationship, but I guess as your idol, one of your idols, what was it like working on that story too?
I think it was, you know, it's probably been, in terms of my career, one of the most rewarding things I've ever actually done. And that was because not only to, have the opportunity to actually discover more about her, because I did have the fortune of working with her before she passed away. And unfortunately, we were working on a project together when that happened. Mm. So then there was a period of time where, you know, you're kind of like in this stunned mullet kind of zone.
Yeah,
where,
yeah.
And of course, her family more so than anybody. But when the opportunity came up to work on this film, it was an absolute no-brainer because you kind of, I think anyone who's been touched by her films or if you've been mentored by her, you want to give back in some way because what she did was give us so much.
Yeah.
So when I was approached by Happy and Cliff Curtis at the time, I was in Wellington and just I had a little baby and we had just made What We Do in the Shadows kind of thing and we were just kind of cruising around Wellies. And I wasn't really thinking about too much what the next kind of thing was going to be, but they took me out for a coffee and they were like, hey, what are you up to? So, just, you know, just doing this film and just being a mum and whatnot. And they were like, we want you to come and do this. And it was kind of like you don't say no to
no,
that type
yeah,
of...
No, yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
Also it's an honour, you know, to work on something and of something with such magnitude and that is going to resonate and is actually going to have a serve her legacy, because that's what we want to do with this film. We want to continue her legacy.
Yeah, so I guess, like, why are Murata's documentaries, why are her films still so important today? What is it about them that makes them so completely relevant to today's context as well?
Well, I think it's like what you said before, it's these certain things are still happening and we can't kind of get complacent. Like a film is a wonderful thing to enable us to have conversation. And it's also something that allows you to keep talking about issues because, you know, often we might see something and I have a lovely experience, say, with a film, and then you get all the warm fuzzies. But this actually, when something emotionally kind of attaches to you, you can't let it go.
Yeah.
And it enables you to keep that conversation going because it's true. We need to tackle these issues of racism and inequality in our country. They do exist. I mean, you know, look what happened in Christchurch recently. This is really important. We need to keep talking about this stuff. And we need to grow up as a nation. And I think that's what she enabled us to do with her film. She was so brave. And she wasn't going to compromise. And you can see that in Bastion Point. Like, you get a real Māori perspective on that story. And she talks about it in the film that she was approached because they wanted someone to tell the story from their perspective for the first time. They didn't want an outsider coming in and, you know, a didactic kind of story.
Exactly.
Like, give us something that we can relate to. And you get it. It's so emotional, that story. I cry every time I look at see that.
Yeah, no, absolutely, same. I think Patu was the first movie documentary I can remember watching and it really, really affecting me. And I was, I don't know, maybe like 11 or 12 or something when I watched that. And just being like, wow, this is recent history. This is my mum, you know, this is my dad. This is like my parents, you know, like what, not that long ago. This is our recent history. And that, just that like violence on the streets, like widespread, huge protests and stuff, kind of blew my mind that this could happen in Aotearoa. But of course it can happen and it is happening all the time, you know. So that's what's so remarkable about her movies is they bring that emotional, you know, I guess that emotional context that flares up in moments of protest and anger and things like that. But she sort of shows you how that is happening all the time as well.
Yeah, the other thing about Patu is like she is talking about rugby. And that in this country is like a religion. You know, her son says that. He was like, oh my gosh, she's like the Antichrist. Because she was brave enough to talk about this thing that we're all meant to love and be so proud of and haka this, haka that and whatnot. And, you know, we kind of like, we appropriate what we want out of it. But the reality is, it was really quite divisive.
Yeah.
And for the first time, it was an incredible thing to use that sport of rugby that we're meant to be so cohesive and as a nation, we all like band together and hoo-ha. But actually, what it, you know, she peeled off that scab, for want of a better word, and we find the ugliness that actually exists and the inequality that exists.
Yeah.
And it mobilised people. That was the most incredible thing. Māori, Pākehā, you know, it was really good because it showed that we can, if we want to, we can actually come together and create change and we don't have to be that divisive.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, she's such an amazing, I guess, artist in the sense that everything she makes is so underpinned by such a strong kaupapa of what she absolutely believes in, that there's no separation. You can't see, oh, she's compromised this for the like sake of the documentary or whatever. None of that ever comes into her work. She's just straight from the get-go. This is what she wants to say, and there's no, you know, there's no pussyfooting around it.
Yeah. I mean, she didn't start making films because she wanted to be a filmmaker.
No.
She didn't go to film school. She was making films because she needed to say something. She needed to stand up for her people first and foremost, you know, and actually say, this is a situation happening in Aotearoa, New Zealand. We need to talk about this stuff. So her kind of, I guess, involvement with films was really just a reaction to what was happening socially.
Yeah, absolutely.
And she just happened to be amazing at it, of course.
So I'm really excited to watch this as well. And I think I was just saying before we came on air as well, I got really emotional watching the trailer. It looks like, you know, watching her son sort of discover his mother's story as well. That's a massive thing. And it's got a special screening on Mother's Day this weekend.
Yes, we're doing lots of Mother's Day screenings around the country. But of course, you know, not just Mother's Day, from Mother's Day, is when we're kicking off our whole cinematic release. So it's going to be throughout the country. If you're here in Auckland, it's going to be in the Academy, Bridgeway, Event Cinemas, Monaco, Reading, New Lynn, the Rialto, Newmarket. We're having, like, the screenings are almost sold out for Mother's Day. So if
far
you
out,
want to come, tell your cinema so they put more on. They just added another screen in Tauranga because of that reason.
Awesome.
So, you know, it's a real good opportunity. And look, it's raining in Auckland right now.
Exactly.
And it's probably going to rain on Sunday. You just want to take your mom to the movies and give her a little mummy's day treat.
I reckon. I think that sounds like a very good plan. We've also got a t-shirt to give away as well. It says Marata, How Mum Decolonised the Screen, being beautifully modelled by Chelsea here. So if you'd like one of those, flick us a text on 5395. And what else do they need to do, Tess? I'm looking at you here.
Yeah, that's right.
Just a text is good. 5395
telling us that you'd like one of these beautiful t-shirts.
Awesome.
And then we'll get in contact.
Hey, thank you so much for coming up today and chatting. I'm very excited about it. I love Marata's work, and I think it's going to be a really beautiful movie as well. So congrats on the project.
Thanks for having us. Yeah, and please go out and see it, everyone. Support our film.
Hard.
Thank you.
Thank you. We're going to be back with some Transistor in just a couple of minutes. You're listening to Breakfast on 95BFM.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.